The theme for the first Sunday of Advent was watch. The theme for the second Sunday of Advent was prepare. And so we discover there's a contemplative aspect to Advent where we don't move, stay still, be silent, and watch. And there's an active part to Advent where we prepare. And last week we discovered that Advent is not so much about preparing external things such as cookies, candy, carols, concerts, candles, cards, and creches, but it is more about preparing our hearts for the coming of Christ by making a good confession in the sacrament of penance. And so if you have attentively watched for Christ, if you have prepared for him by making a humble, honest, complete, contrite confession, then you can experience the theme for this third Sunday of Advent, which is rejoice. Watch, prepare, rejoice. Holy Mother Church has always called the third Sunday of Advent Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is the first word of this Sunday's entrance antiphon in Latin. Gaudete means rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. On this third Sunday of Advent, we light a rose-colored Advent candle, and we wear rose-colored vestments, outward signs of our interior rejoicing. The theme of rejoicing permeates this Mass for the third Sunday of Advent. In the opening collect for Mass on this third Sunday of Advent, we begged, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. The prophet Isaiah is filled with rejoicing in today's first reading. I rejoice heartily in the Lord, in God is the joy of my soul. The beautiful responsorial psalm today was all about rejoicing. The refrain was from the first reading, my soul rejoices in my God. And the psalm itself was not a psalm at all. It was Mary's Magnificat. My soul rejoices in God my Savior. In today's second reading, St. Paul exhorts the Christians in Thessalonica, rejoice always. The preface for today reminds us that it is by his gift that already we rejoice. And we sing about rejoicing throughout this Advent season in the most popular and ancient Advent hymn from the 9th century. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Why do we rejoice? Because Emmanuel, God, is with us, the song says. Rejoice, it's clearly our verb for this third Sunday of Advent. And so that means that there's no room for Eeyore during this Advent season. No room for Ebenezer Scrooge in our Advent celebration. Bah, humbug. We all know those negative Nancys and Nellies. People like Eeyore or Ebenezer Scrooge who are always and perpetually negative and critical, who enjoy saying bah, humbug, who never smile. One of my priest friends quotes me often. One of my phrases is, if you're rejoicing, please notify your face. If you're rejoicing, please notify your face. This is what Pope Francis says. He says, there's no room for a face like a pickled pepper. It's a great phrase in Spanish. There's no room for a face like a pickled pepper. We would say kind of a sourpuss. Pope Francis says that Christians cannot perpetually be like those who have just come back from a funeral. Pope Francis says that there is joy in the gospel. When you see a person whose soul rejoices in God, you can sense the presence of Jesus. Léon Blois, the French philosopher, said that joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. Joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. When you see joy, there Jesus is present. And it's contagious, isn't it? When you see someone rejoicing, you want to rejoice. Back in 2013, Pope Francis wrote an apostolic exhortation entitled The Joy of the Gospel. I wonder how many people have actually read what Pope Francis wrote. The moderator of the Curia made the whole Curia read this document, The Joy of the Gospel. What is the joy of the gospel? My friend, Pope St. John Paul tells us, we have been redeemed by Christ. That's the joy of the gospel. We have been redeemed by Jesus Christ. The joy of the gospel is that Jesus has saved us from sin and death. I wish you could see the faces of the kids who come out of the confessional. We've heard the confessions of all of our students at our five Catholic schools in Rochester. We just finished on Friday at Lourdes. I wish you could see their faces. They are rejoicing. They know the joy of the gospel because Jesus has just deleted and erased all of their sins. St. Paul says today, rejoice always. Always. It's not always easy, is it? You might say, well, Father, I can't rejoice because I just recently got diagnosed with cancer. I just lost my job. I'm being deported. I'm being persecuted. I'm experiencing a dark night of the soul. Father, I can't rejoice. Someone in my family has just died. But St. Paul says infallibly, it's the infallible, inerrant word of God, he says, rejoice always. Not just when things are going well. How? How is that possible? We can rejoice always because we know no matter what, God is with us. Always. We can rejoice always because God will never, ever, ever abandon us or forsake us, even in our darkest hour. And so because of that, we can rejoice even in the midst of suffering, as St. Paul says. Not even suffering can take away our rejoicing. And Jesus predicted this on the night before he died when he said, your hearts will rejoice and no one can take your joy away from you. And so, on this third Sunday of Advent, we rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again. Rejoice. Rejoice.